All right, so today we are talking about loops. A loop is nothing but a way to make your program do things in repeat. So just the way when we say we're listening to music in a loop, which means we're listening to songs again and again, like the same song again and again, we learn how to do it in our programs. It basically helps when, you know, yesterday did a program where we were taking marks as input and then giving the grade as pass or fail. This would help us take input for many, many, many students. So instead of running the program 100 times for 100 students, we would have to just run it once and the loop will take care of running it 100 times. So there are two ways to create loops in Python. One is the while loop, and the second is the for loop. So let's look at the first one, which is the while loop. So while loop is a special kind of loop which runs until a condition is true. So let's look at a program over here. So I have created a variable called counter. So we have
while underline loop dash notepad top of file.
Okay. So here
counter equals zero.
Counter is equal to zero. So we are just defining an integer variable called counter. Now, in the next line, we define our loop.
While counter less equals 10 colon.
So it's just like an if statement. Instead of if, we'll use the keyword while, and we put a condition right after that. So the condition here is counter is less than equal to 10. And then everything that goes inside the loop will have to have one indent, just the way everything that we wanted to execute after an if statement had a single indent, we'll do the same for the loop as well. So
print left parent, counter right parent.
What we are doing here is we are printing the counter, and then
counter equals counter plus one.
In the next line, we increment the counter. And then at the end,
print left parent quote.
This one is outside the loop, so there is no indent here.
Print left parent quote the end quote right parent.
So I say the end. So what essentially is happening here is your counter is zero at the beginning of the program.
Counter equals zero.
Because that's what we initialized it to. But as we move on,
while counter less equals here, 10 colon.
On this line, it will check if the counter is less than equal to 10, which it is, like zero is less than equal to 10. So it will enter the loop.
Print left parent, counter right parent.
It will print counter. Then
counter equals counter plus one.
It will increment the counter. So now your counter value becomes 1 because 0 plus 1 is 1. It will go back to the top of the loop.
Print left while counter less equals 10 colon.
Again, it will check. So 1 is less than equal to 10. So next time, it
print
will,
left parent counter right.
When it prints counter, it will print 1. And then it continues till the point counter becomes 11. And the condition is no longer true. And then basically, we just print counter, we print the end at the end of the loop. So I'm just going to run this program now.
This meeting is the meeting control. This meeting at gmail.co python speaker underline jaws profit c:\ we lost focus press alt tab. While c:\ greater. P-Y-T-A-O-S space H. While underline loop dot pi. Enter. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The end. c:\ users.
So it printed from 0 all the way to 10. And then it said the end.
Root
so
jaws to PC.
I'm going to show you how it looks from with a JAWS cursor.
Blank, the end.
So because I'm going reverse, it's the end.
10.
Then I'm just hitting up arrow.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
So basically it PC printed the counter 1 on a line. So this was like a very simple example of what we can do with the while loop. Let's do a little more advanced example and then you all can work on it.
While underline loop dash note, top of file count.
So let's do the same thing that we did yesterday, but let's assume that we want to input marks for 10 students. So we'll take 10 inputs.
While counter less equals 10 colon.
I'm going to make the counter zero.
Zero.
From zero to one. Because when it's zero, it actually runs 11 times and not 10 times because, you know, it starts with zero.
While count print left parent, counter right parent.
So here
home.
We
Print.
will, I hope everyone remembers how to take input.
Home.
So we
P.
will,
R. P. Tab. P. Selected. Print left selection. Deleted. Tab.
We will take input.
M A R K S space equals space. I N T. Left right parent. Right parent. I N T U T. Left right parent. Right parent. Quote. E N T E R space.
Enter marks.
M A R K S quote. Plus.
Also, like we saw the plus operator the day one, and we saw it with numbers. But when you use the plus operator with strings, it joins two strings. So we are going to say
str left parent counter right parent marks equals in left parent input left parent quote enter marks quote plus str left parent counter right parent right parent right parent.
So we want to say something like enter marks for student number and then the counter.
Right
so,
counter left parent str quote plus marks space m a r k s quote plus quote space f o r space s t u d e n t space
and then the
space,
counter
quote, plus str left c o u n t e r right parent right parent.
So if you just listen to this line again,
marks equals in left parent input left parent quote enter marks for student quote plus str left parent counter right parent right parent right parent.
So essentially what we are doing here is we are converting counter to string. So whatever is the value of counter, we'll convert that to string. So say if it is zero, it will become zero, but in string. Then we concatenate. When you use the plus operator in a string, it's called concatenation. So we concatenate that with our message, which is enter marks for student. So it will become enter marks for student one, then enter marks for student two as the loop progresses. And then we convert, like we take the input from the user, we convert it to integer and store it in our variable called marks. Now,
end. Enter.
We go to the next line and we do our simple if condition. So we'll say, and remember, I have to indent every time.
I.
So I'm going to say if
F space M-A-R-K-S
marks
greater
is greater than 40.
40 colon. Enter.
We'll print. Now I have to indent twice because remember, one indent for the loop and one indent for the if. So I have to indent twice. So I hit two tabs and then I'm going to write
P R I N T.
Print.
Left parent. Left star. T. T. Left parent. Quote. Y O U. U O Y.
Oh, okay. We'll say student.
T U D E N T. Space. Quote. Plus.
Again, we'll do str of counter.
Str, left pair, counter, right pair, plus, quote, space, has,
space, passed,
passed, quote, right parent.
So essentially, we'll see messages like student one has passed, student two has passed, something like that.
Enter.
Then we put our else condition. So again, a single indent.
E-S-E, colon, enter.
Then double indent. And then we'll say print.
P-R-I-N-T, left parent, quote, S-T-U-D-E-N-T, space, quote, plus, C-C-S-T-R, left parent, C-O-U-N-T-E-R, right parent, plus, quote, A-A-S-S-A-H, space, A-A-S, space, F-A-I-L-E-D, quote, right parent.
Okay, so again, we did the same thing. We said student. So we are concatenating three things here. One is student, then we convert counter to string, because you cannot concatenate an integer and a string. So you use a string, then you convert an integer to string. So your counter gets converted to string and they both get merged. And then you add another string, has passed or has failed, depending on whether it's in if or it's in else.
Control S.
We do increment our loop counter. So we still have the line
counter equals counter plus one.
Counter equal to counter plus one. So this will keep running 10 times. So let's try to run it.
Title is while underline loop dash note. C colon backslash windows backslash system 32 back. C colon enter. Enter marks for student 1.
Enter marks for student 1. I'm going to say 10.
1, 0. Enter. Student 1 has failed. Enter marks for student 2.
Then I'm going to say
5, 6.
56.
Enter. Student 2 has passed. Enter marks for student 3.
And so on. So I just
0.
Keep running it.
Enter. Student 3 has failed. Enter marks for student 4. 1, 1. Enter. Student 4 has failed. Enter 2, 2. Enter. Student 5 has failed. Enter 3, 3. Enter. Student 6 has failed. Enter mark 4, 4. Enter. Student 7 has passed. Enter mark 5, 5. Enter. Student 8 has passed. Enter mark 6, 6. Enter. Student 9 has passed. Enter marks for student 10. 7, 7. Enter. Student 10 has passed. The end. C colon backslash users backslash.
And then the program ended. So this is how you can keep taking input n number of times. So now let's all of us type this program out at our end.
Top of file counter equals one.
Any questions?
Does that happen when just because the program is over? Is that a Python thing that just puts in the end?
No. I typed it.
Oh, you did.
Print left parent quote the end quote right parent.
I have typed the print statement at the end without an indent. Okay, so counter.
Counter equals one.
So I hope this line is super clear. So we are initializing our counter to one.
While counter less equals 10 colon.
Then we write our loop with the condition. So we say while space counter less than equal to 10 colon.
Marks equals in left pair.
Now we start with
home, black tab, M.
One indent marks equal to
equals int left parent input left parent quote.
Then int and input. I think this is what we did yesterday as well. The only difference here is in the message we are doing the string concatenation. So what we are doing is we are using the plus operator to join two strings. So we are joining two strings. What are those two strings?
Enter.
The first thing, well, the first first string is
left parent quote, enter marks for student.
So enter marks for student
quote plus
quote. So in quotes, it's enter marks for student. So that whole thing is your string number one. Then we use the plus operator.
State quote plus S.
And then we do str.
Tr left parent.
So str is nothing, you know, just the way we use the int function to convert things from string to integer, we use the str function to convert integers to strings. So we say str.
R left parent, counter, right parent, right parent.
So we just converted our counter to a string. So we have two strings that are getting merged here using the plus operator. That's the only difference here.
If marks greater 40 colon.
Then we use our if condition, which we already tried yesterday quite a few times. So it's simple. We say if marks is greater than 40, we print.
Print left parent quote student quote plus str left parent counter right parent plus quote is past quote right parent.
So here we are again using the concatenation operator to merge three strings. So we say student, then we convert counter to string. So that's our string number two. And then the third string is our message has passed. So we're basically merging three strings using the plus operator. Then again, else.
Else colon. Print left parent quote student quote plus str left parent counter right parent plus quote is failed quote right parent.
So again, the same thing. We just merge three strings using the plus operator in our print statement.
Counter equals counter plus one.
Then we increment our counter. We say counter is equal to counter plus one. So this is the end of our loop. And then at the end, we want to print the end. So after the loop is finished,
print left parent quote the end quote right parent.
So we just print the end and we do not give any indentation there. I'm going to copy this and post this on the chat.
Select it. Copy to C colon back. So this meeting is being recorded by the host or a participant. This meeting is the account owner got a button to add enter while underline task switching C colon meeting controls alt H chat type message pasted from enter from me to everyone colon counter equals one.
Okay, so I have put the program on the chat, so Adrian and Dana and Matthew, you guys can pick it up from there and help everyone do it. Are people not back?
Mute, currently unmuted.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Shreya's got it. Marcy, I hope you got it. I'm not going to disturb you. Prasha, Mila,
I got it.
Okay, awesome.
I'm all set. Thank you.
Awesome. Cool. So I hope everyone understood how does a while loop work. Now let's look at the next loop called the for loop. And we look at a couple of more concepts, but those concepts can be used with while loop also. I'm just going to share my screen. I'm going to call this for loop, the file.
Control S. Control N. Control S. Save as dot F O R L O O P. Period P Y. Shell. Name split button. Navigation pane preview. This PC closed 11 of 12. Items view list box. To move all S for loop.py. Untitled dash notepad.
I have saved it. Okay. Now I want to show you a simple program. So basically, what we are going to do is we are going to print, like end of the day, we are going to print only even numbers. You know, right now we saw all numbers from 0 to 10 when I first did it. Now let's say we want to print all even numbers. So for loop, the difference, you know, the major difference between while loop and for loop is that in while loop, you need to define your counter, you know, the variable that you're using in your while condition before the loop begins. Whereas for loop is actually used for iterating over things. So basically, like, imagine you have a list of things. Actually, let's do that. You know, let's print from a list so that you guys can get to practice list because we didn't do it yesterday. So we're going to create a list of 10, maybe fruits, 10 names of fruits. And then we are going to print each of those in a loop. So the for loop, the best use of for loop is to always iterate over something. So let's see. I'm going to create a list. I'm going to call it fruits.
F-R-U-I-T-S space equals space left bracket quote A-P-P-L-E quote comma space quote M-A-N-G-O quote comma space quote A-N-A-N-A quote comma space quote G-R-A-P-E-S quote comma space quote C-A-E-R-R-I-E-S quote comma space.
Please give me suggestions. I think I've run out of names.
Okay.
Bananas?
I did that.
Oh,
I have...
see, that goes show you.
Quote apple quote, quote mango quote, quote banana quote, quote grapes quote, quote cherries quote.
Okay, I have these many. Tell me more.
Peaches.
N.
Okay.
Quote. E-A-A-E-P-E-A-C-A-E-S. Peaches. N. Quote. Comma. Space. Quote.
What else?
Kiwis.
Kiwis.
K-I-W-I-S, quote, comma, space, quote.
Pineapple.
P-I-N-E-A-P-P-L-E-S, quote, comma, space, quote.
Sorry?
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
W-A-T-E-R-M-E-L-O-N, quote, comma, space, quote.
Oranges.
O-R-G-G-A-N-G-E-S, quote.
I think... Sorry?
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Comma, space, quote. B L U E space B E R R Y quote right bracket.
Okay,
enter.
So we have a lot of fruit lists. Like this list is long. Now let's loop through it. Okay, so super simple. We just have to write for
F O R space
F
F
is just our just the way we had counter. F is kind of our loop variable.
Space.
We say for F in
I N space
our collection. So our collection here is fruits. So I'm gonna say fruits.
F R U I T S colon for F and fruits colon.
And remember, this collection doesn't always have to be a list. It can be a dictionary. It can be anything.
Enter for F and fruits colon blank blank.
Okay, so I'm gonna print. I did one indent.
R-I-N-T, left paren.
Okay, and then I'm going to print F.
F, right paren, print left paren, F, right paren.
And then I'm going to save this.
Control S, title is for loop-notepad.
And let me, we need the D end statement.
Enter, P-R-I-N-T, left paren, quote, T-A-E-N-D, quote, right paren, control S.
So that we know that our loop finished. So let's go back.
Meeting control C colon backslash windows greater.
And
P Y T A O N.
Python.
Space. F O for loop.py.
Loop P Y.
Enter apple, mango, banana, grapes, cherries, peaches, kiwis, pineapples, watermelon, oranges, blueberry, the end. C colon backslash.
Okay, So it actually looped through every item in our list. If I do JAWS cursor
JAWS to PC.
And go back.
When, the end, blueberry, oranges, watermelon, pineapples, kiwis, peaches, cherries, grapes, banana, mango, apple.
You know, so it's PC one item on one line.
For loop dash notepad, for loop.
So that was looping through a list. But I do want to also show the program. Okay, perfect.
Print left, bottom of file. Enter.
Let's do one more.
Control N.
I'm going to create another file.
Control N.
I'm going to call it for loop 2.
Control S. Save as dialog. File name colon F O R L O O P 2 period T Y. Alt S for loop 2.py. Blank. Blank.
Okay, now let's do numbers. Did you realize like for loop is even simpler than while loop? Like you didn't have to write any condition. You didn't have to increment your counter, nothing. It was happening by itself. Now let's first begin by printing 1 to 10.
F-O-R.
So we'll say for.
Space.
I.
Space. I-N. Space.
Range.
R-A-N-G-E.
So range is a special Python function or a Python data type which gives you a range from X to Y. So basically, we would say
left parent
range, then the starting number. So say our starting number is 1.
1, comma.
And then our ending number. So our ending number is ideally 10, but we'll have to put 11 because it goes, you know, until 11. So it won't print 11. It will stop when something becomes 11. So we'll put 11 over here.
1, 1.
And then we close the bracket.
Right parent.
And then colon.
Colon. Enter.
And then I'm going to indent. I'm going to print I.
P-R-I-N-T. Left parent. I. Right parent. Enter.
And then I'm going to print the end.
P-R-I-N-T. Left parent. Quote. T-A-E. Space. E-N-D. Quote. Right parent.
Okay, I'm
Control
going
S.
To save it. Let's see if it runs.
C colon backslash Windows P Y T H O N space F O for loop Y P period P, P 2 N enter 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 the end C colon backslash.
Okay, so it printed from 1 all the way to 10 by itself without me initializing anything, without me incrementing anything. The range function did its own thing.
For loop 2 dash note.
Now, how do I change this to print, say, all odd numbers?
N, colon, right parent.
I just have to add one more value to the range function.
Comma.
As to how, by what do I want to increment it? So by default, it is 1. But now I'm going to say 2. So my line looks like this.
For I in range left parent 1, 11, 2 right parent, colon.
1, 11, 2 means start at 1. Go until 11 and increment by 2.
Control S.
Let's see what the output looks like.
C colon backslash, C colon enter 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, the end. C colon backslash users.
So it said 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and the end.
For loop 2.
If I wanted to print all even numbers, I would just make a small change.
Home,
I wouldn't.
I, in, range, left parent 1, comma.
Instead of starting at 1, I will start at
1,
0.
0.
And go till 11.
Control S. C colon enter 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, the end. C colon back.
So it printed all the even numbers. Simple, like really simple. It's just the whole program is 3 lines. Suppose this loop is running, but I want to, there could be 2 things. One could be that I want to break out of this loop at some point, when some condition is met, I want to stop executing this loop. You know, there could be scenarios in our real life programs, right? Like say, for instance, when the player loses, when the player is dead in a game, then you stop the game, right? So basically, what we use for that is the break statement. So let's change
top of file for I in range left parent 0, 11, 2 right parent colon, O, F, F, n colon write 2 comma.
Instead of running up to 11, I'm going to run it up to 1100.
00.
But I want to stop if the counter becomes 50. Or let's do a smaller number. Let's say if the counter becomes 20.
Print left parent quote n quote right parent.
So I just have to put a simple condition here.
Print left parent I right parent n.
After I print I.
Enter.
I'm going to hit enter, indent. If
I F space
I equal to 20.
20 colon enter.
Then two indents because I'm inside the loop and I'm inside if. And then I just type the word break.
B-R-E-A-K, control S.
Which means that the moment this loop sees the word break, like the moment I is equal to 20, so that condition will be true. And the program will break out of the loop, even though I have set the loop to run until 1100. Let's see.
C colon back, C colon enter 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, the end. C colon backslash users backslash aditya backslash desktop.
So immediately after 20, it said the end, which means it encountered our if condition and it broke out of the loop.
For loop 2 dash.
So that's the break statement. We also have continue statement.
Bottom of file, print left, break.
So
end,
what the continue statement does is it skips
when
execution. So say we do not, you know, we have a problem with, say, the number 14, and we do not want to print 14. So what we would do,
if I print left for I in range left parent 0, end, enter.
At the beginning of my loop, I'll put a condition if
I, F space I equals 1, 4, colon.
I is equal to 14.
Enter.
Double indent and then continue.
C O N T I N U E, control S.
What this does is it, instead of executing all the lines after this continue statement, it will just go back to the for statement. So say right now I is 14.
From Shrey back to everyone, colon, this will all be in the notes, right?
Yeah, it's there in the notes, Shrey. So it will go to 14. And then it will hit continue. And then it will again go back to the for loop, increment, become 16, and then print. So let's see that.
Control S. C colon enter 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 16, 18, 20, the end, C colon.
So did you notice that it did not print 14?
Root jaws to blank, the end, 20, 18, 16, 12.
After 12, it directly went to 16.
PC cursor.
All right, so that's the continue statement. So continue is used when you don't want to break out of the loop, but you just want to skip the loop for a specific value or a set of values.
For loop 2.
You guys want to try these out?
Select, copy to, C colon back.
For loop, I'm going to put it on the chat.
Alt H, chat. Type message, paste it from enter, from me to everyone, colon, for I in range left parent. Meeting controls to C colon backslash window. Meeting for loop 2 dash notepad for control O. Open dialog. F O R for loop.py. Enter. For loop.py. Fruit SQL. Select. Copy selection.
Both the programs.
Command
I'm
prompt.
Putting it on the chat.
For loop. Meeting controls. Meeting control. Alt H. Type message here. Paste it for enter from me to everyone. Colon. Fruit SQL left.
Okay. And we can start our new topic. I'll take like 2 minutes to show Shrey how to do sum using for loop.
Screen share. Meeting controls. Task switching, speaker underline notes up, C colon back, for loop dash notepad.
Okay.
Blank. Fruit equals left, right. Control N. Blank.
So Shrey, only for you.
Yes.
This is how you add up numbers. So say I want to add numbers from 1 to 100. So I'll say sum.
S-U-B. B.
Sorry.
M. Sum space equals space 0.
0.
Enter.
At the onset. Then I'll say for
space I space I
in
space R A F E
range
left parent
1, 101
right parent
colon
enter.
And then I say sum
S U M
equals
space S U M space
sum plus
space
I. Which means at every step I'm adding whatever number is into sum. And then at the end, I'll just print sum.
P-R-I-N-T, left paren, S-U-M, right paren, control S.
I'll save it.
Save a style, S-U-M, period, P-Y.
I'm going to call it sum.py.
Alt S. Star on type, meeting control, speaker underline, C:\, C:\, greater, P-Y-T-A-O-N, stay S-U, sum.py. Enter, 50-50, C:\.
So it's 50-50, 5050 is the sum from 1 to 100. And to see the beauty of it, we can make it 1,000, right?
Sum dash notepad to move to for I in range left paren 1101 right paren col right paren 101.
I'm going to make it 1001 instead of 101.
0, control S. C:\, C:\, enter 500500, C:\.
So the total is 500500. That's when you see the power of computers. It's very simple. You can do any kinds of things with loops. So let's talk about functions.
Control N.
The last topic for today. We've seen a lot of functions so far. The very first one we saw was print. So print basically took some input and showed it on the screen. But the input was actually basically provided as a part of the program. Then the input function takes input from the user and, you know, assigns it to a variable. Then we saw int function, we saw the str function, we saw the len function, we saw the type function, we saw so many functions. The only common thing that you might have noticed is every function has left paren, right paren associated with it. So that is the syntax for calling a function. But let's take a step back and think, why do we need functions, right? Imagine in order to print, you have to execute some 10 lines of code, but you might want to print so many times in the course of your program. So to make something reusable, we capture that in a function. Anything that you want to do over and over and over again, that is, you want to reuse it, you would make a function out of it. So now what we are going to learn is how do we write our own function. We already know how to call a function. We just use the function name. We do left paren. We pass some values. We do right paren. Let's start with a simple function.
Blank.
How do you write a function? So you start with a keyword called def.
D-E-F. Space.
Def. So def is define. Then you hit a space and then you write name of your function. So let's call it display. Or let's call it welcome, actually.
W-E-L-O-M-E.
Welcome. And then,
left paren.
I'm going to open parentheses. I'm going to close parentheses.
Right paren.
And I'm going to say colon.
Colon. Enter.
So this is my function signature.
Def welcome, left paren, right paren, colon.
In this function, I'm going to take someone's name as input and welcome them.
N-A-M-E space.
So quickly, name
equal,
equal
space,
to.
I-N-P-U-T, left paren, quote. W-A-A-T space I-S-Y-O-U-R space A-A-A-E.
Name.
Question. Quote. Enter.
And then print.
P-R-I-N-T. Left paren. Quote. W-E-L-S-O-N-E.
Welcome.
Space. Quote. Comma. Space.
Name.
A-A-A-E. Right paren. Enter.
And then.
Enter.
Now I'll call the function. So I will just say welcome.
W-E-L-C-O-M-E. Left paren. Right paren.
I'm going to save this.
Control S. Save as dialog file.
So I'm going to call it function1.py.
F. U-N-C-T-I-O-N, 1, period, P-Y, alt S. Star on title, dash note, welcome, left paren, right. Okay. C:\, window, greater, command, P-Y-T-H-O-N, space. F, for loop, dot, pi. Function 1, dot, pi, enter, file, quote, C:\. Root cause, blank, syntax, error, care, name equals input, left paren, quote, what is your name, quote. PC.
Oh, I forgot.
Function 1, dot,
parenthesis.
Top of name equals input, left paren, quote, what is your name, quote. N, quote, N, right paren, control S.
Parenthesis.
C, enter, what is your name?
What is your name? I'm going to say my name is Shrey.
S-H-R-E-Y. Enter. Welcome, Shrey. C:\. C:\. What is your name?
Okay.
A-D-I-T-I. Enter. Welcome, Aditi. C:\. Function 1 dash.
So basically, it's very straightforward. But now say I wanted to, you know, use this function many, many times. I would, instead of taking input every time and basically writing those two lines again and again, I can just use the single line, which is welcome, open and close parentheses. So that's basically how you define a function and you call a function. Let's do something more complex. Let's
control N.
Now, right now, the function that we saw had zero parameters. But let's create a function which takes some parameters. Let's write a program that computes area of a square, or let's say area of a rectangle. Does anybody know what's the formula for area of a rectangle? It's length into breadth. Whatever are the two dimensions, you just multiply those. So let's write our own function called def.
Def space.
Area
underline
underscore rect.
R-E-C-T. Left paren.
And then we take two parameters, length and width.
L-E-N-G-T-H, comma, space. Double I-D-T-H, right paren, colon. Enter.
Okay.
Def area underline rect left paren length width right paren colon, blank.
Now I'm going to calculate area as
A-R-E-A.
Area
space
equal to.
Space. L-E-N-G-T-H.
Length.
Space. Star.
Star.
Space.
Width.
Double I-D-T-H. Enter.
And then I'm going to print.
P-R-I-N-T, left paren, A-R-E-A, right paren.
Area.
Print left paren, area, right paren, control S.
Now.
Enter. Save as dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, star.txt, star.txt. Home, selected, start. A-R-E-A, period, P-Y. Alt S. Star untitled, dash notepad, text editor, edit, title is area, dash notepad.
Okay.
Print left paren, area, right paren. Bottom,
so we
enter,
have
enter
our function. Now I'm going to just, let's compute area for different rectangles. Okay, so I'm going to say.
A-R-E. A,
left area
paren, 1 dash dash 0 comma
10 comma 5,
5 right paren, enter.
Then
A,
area
A, left paren 1 5
15
comma,
comma
2
20,
0 right paren, enter. A R E A left paren 1 0 0 comma
100 comma 300
3 0 0 right paren, control S.
Okay, so you see how easy it is. Like, I didn't have to multiply many times. I just had to write it once, the formula. And then I basically get to call that function many times and reuse the code. Let's see now.
area left paren 10, home, R-E-A, left paren, underline, R-E-C-T, area left home, R-E-A, left paren, underline, R-E-C-T, area left paren 1, home, R-E-A, left paren, underline, R-E-C-T, control S.
So our function name was area underscore rect.
Top of file, def area underline rect left paren.
Right, so that's
bottom
what
of file,
I should
area underline rect
here.
Left paren 1, area underline rect left paren, area underline rect left, control S.
Yes.
C colon, enter 50 300 300 000 C colon back.
So we got all the three areas computed. So basically, now you must understand a little bit of the power of a function. The function can also return values. So, you know, say I knew that in order to paint 1 square foot, it's going to cost me $10, for instance. And I want to compute the cost of painting one wall in my home. So I'm going to compute the area of the wall and then multiply that by the cost. And then I'm going to get the final amount that I need to pay to paint the wall.
Top of file,
so
def area, enter, blank.
Let's define a variable called cost.
C-O-S-T, space, equal, space, 1, 0.
Cost equal to 10.
Control S.
Now, let's learn about how can we get our function to return some value. So we are going to create two functions. We already have the area underscore rect function, which computes the area. We are going to have a cost function, which is going to compute the cost.
Def area equals length, print left paren, area right paren.
Okay, and so I'm
enter
going to create another function called
def.
Def
space.
Bill. Let's call it bill.
B-I-L-L. Left paren.
Def bill.
C-O-S-T.
And it's going to
right
take
paren
one parameter as cost.
Colon. Enter.
And then, we need two parameters. We need the cost.
Def bill and colon right paren.
And then we need the area.
Comma, space, A-R-E-A, blank.
And
home,
then we are going to
end, tab
return. So there's a function, keyword called return. So we're going to use the return keyword here.
R-E-T-U-R-N.
Return.
Space, C-O-S-T.
Cost.
Star.
Star area.
A-R-E-A. Return cost star area. Def bill print left paren area right paren.
And then,
home,
same over here.
Land, tab, P. Selected.
In my
selected
area underscore rect function, instead of printing the area, I'm going to return the area.
R-E-T-U-R-N.
Space. Let's say return.
A-R-E-A.
Area.
Control S. Def bill left paren return cost star area. Blank. Area
okay
underline rect left blank.
Now.
Area underline rect left paren 10. 5 right paren. Home. Selected. Area underline selection deleted.
Let's also create one more function.
Blank. Return cost.
To bottom take input from the user for the length and the breadth. So we said
def
user
S E R underline I N P U T
input.
Left paren. Right paren, colon. Enter.
And we're going to say length equal to.
L-E-N-G-T-H space equal space. I-N-T.
Then int.
Left right paren. Right paren. I-N-T-U-T. Left paren. Quote. E-N-T-E-R space E-N-G-T-H. Quote. Right paren. Length equals in left paren input. Left paren. Quote. Enter length. Quote. Right paren. End. Enter.
Then again. Width.
W-I-D-T-H space equals. Equal space space equals space. I-N-T. Left paren. I-N-T-U-T. Left paren. Quote. E-N-T-E-R space B-R-E. E-R-B. W-I-D-T-H. Quote. Right paren. Right paren. Length equals in left paren input. Left paren. Quote. Enter length. Quote. Right paren. End. Right paren. Length equals in left paren input. Left paren. Quote. Enter length. Quote. Right paren. Right paren. Width equals in left paren input. Left paren. Quote. Enter width. Quote. Right paren. Right paren. End.
So we are taking input as length and width.
Enter.
And then we are going to call the area function. So here's what we do. We first call the area function, and it's going to return area. So we need to catch that area. So we're going to say
a space
equal to
equals space. A R E A
area
underline
underscore rect
R E C T left paren L E N G H H G G T H comma space W I D T H right paren A equals area underline rect left paren length width right paren.
So we are passing the input that we got, the length and the width, to the area underscore rect function, and it is going to compute the area and return that, and that's going to get stored in the variable called A.
Enter.
And then we already have defined cost at the top. I'm just going to use that. I'm going to say my final amount. So I'm going to call a variable called amount.
A-M-O-U-N-T space equals, equals space.
Now I'm going to compute the cost. So I'm going to call the bill function.
B-I-L-L left paren.
I'm going to pass the cost.
C-O-S-T.
Which is in the variable cost.
Comma space.
And I'm going to pass the variable A, which has the area.
Right paren. Amount equals bill left paren cost. Right paren.
Okay.
Enter.
And then finally, I'm going to print amount.
P-R-I-N-T left paren. A-M-O-U-U-O-M-A, quote, Y-O-U-R, space, B-I-L-L, A-I-S, space, space, colon, space, quote, comma, space, A-M-O-U-N-T, right paren, print left paren, quote, your bill is colon, quote, amount, right paren, control S,
okay.
Print left paren, enter.
And now, enter. Let's just, what all we need to do right is, point. Say we want to do this 10 times, I'm just going to create a loop.
F-O-R, space.
Or let's not do 10 times. Let's do 3 times. For I
space I n space
in R, range
n a f g e left paren
1, 4
4 right paren
colon
enter
and then
p r I n t
print sorry not print
p n I r p u n e r
user underscore input
I n t u t user underline input left right paren
okay
control s.
So every time the loop runs, this function is going to get invoked.
Top of file cost.
So just to go over it again, we defined cost.
Cost equals 10.
Equal to 10 globally. Then we created three functions. There is one function which helps us compute the area, which takes two parameters.
Depth area underline rect left paren length width right paren colon.
Length and width.
Area equals length star width.
Then we multiply those two and get the area.
Return area.
And then we return that area.
Depth bill left paren cost area right paren colon.
Then again, we have another function called build, which takes cost and area as parameters.
Return cost star area.
And then we return cost multiplied by area.
Blank. Def user underline input left paren right paren colon.
We have a function called user underscore input.
Length equals in left paren input left paren quote enter length quote right paren.
Which takes input as the length.
Width equals in left paren input left paren quote enter width quote right paren.
Takes input as width.
By equals area underline right left paren length width right paren.
Then it kind of calls the area function, passes length and breadth, gets the area. We store it in the variable A.
Amount equals bill left paren cost right paren.
Then I pass that area to the bill function. So I pass cost comma bill. Cost comma A.
Print left paren quote your bill is colon quote.
And then I print a message saying that your final bill is this much.
Length. For I in range left.
And then I have created a loop which will run three times.
User underline input left paren right paren.
And then it's going to call the user underscore input function, which is going to do everything. So it's like a chain. So from the loop, we are calling the user underscore input function. The user input function is going to call the area underscore rect function. It's going to call the bill function. And it's going to finally give me how much is it going to cost to paint my wall.
C colon backslash window.
Let's
command.
Try running it.
Greater. P-Y-T-A-O-N space.
Python.
A-R area dot pi. Enter. Enter length.
So let's say my wall is 20 square feet, 25 feet in length. And
enter. Enter width.
50 feet.
50
wide.
Enter. Your bill is colon 10000. Enter length.
This is what it's going to cost me to paint that wall. And then I can try different inputs.
10. Enter. Enter width. 10. Enter. Your bill is colon 1000. Enter length. 20. Mm-hmm. Enter. Enter width. 30. Enter. Your bill is colon 6000. C colon backslash.
So basically, you're just, like, functions is a nice way to, like, encapsulate your code. Like, you're making your program so much neater by separating your business logic, which is, you know, how do you compute the area? How do you compute the bill? Like, say, for instance, tomorrow my formula for area changes.
Top of def area, area equals length star home, area equals space L.
And I want to change it from length into breadth to, you know, 2 times length into breadth.
2 star.
So I'll just add it here.
Area equals 2 star length star width. Control S.
So I just had to change it in the function. So it's just one place where I change. I don't have to change it many, many places. So that's, it makes your code neater. It kind of helps you reuse the code. And it just helps you separate your logic
from
your actual, place where you actually take input. So that's basically functions. Any questions?
Area equals home, area equal 2 star, L.
Okay.
Star 2, control
I'm
S.
I'm going to paste this program in the chat.
Select, copy to.
This is the last thing we're doing today, so try it out.
C colon back meeting controls. Meeting controls. Alt H chat. Paste it from enter from me to everyone colon cost equal.
And feel free to, you know, like I did area of a rectangle. You could certainly do like area of a square or maybe volume or anything. Like you can create any functions that you want. I'm assuming you guys understood everything. Yeah. See you guys tomorrow. And we'll build rock, paper, scissors.
Okay. Everybody, good night. And we'll see everybody tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Have a good evening.
Yay. You guys too.